She was tall and slight, and strangely picturesque. With her large, vague eyes and loosened hair, she looked like a clairvoyant, and was wrapped in rich furs. "What do you think of that face?" he said. "Is it truthful?" I examined it carefully. It seemed to me the face of someone who had a secret, but whether that secret was good or evil, I could not say. Its beauty was a beauty molded out of many mysteries. The beauty, in fact, which is psychological, not plastic, and faint smile that just played across the lips was far too subtle to be really sweet. "Well," he cried impatiently, "what do you say?" "She is the Gioconda in sables," I answered. "Let me know all about her." "Not now," he said, "after dinner," and began to talk of other things. When the waiter brought us our coffee and cigarettes, I reminded Gerald of his promise. He rose from his seat, walked two or three times up and down the room, and sinking into an armchair, told me the following story. "One evening," he said, "I was walking down Bond Street about 5 o'clock. There was a terrific crush of carriages, and the traffic was almost stopped. Close to the pavement was standing a little yellow brougham, which, for some reason or other, attracted my attention. As I passed by, there looked out from it the face I showed you this afternoon. It fascinated me immediately. All that night I kept thinking of it, and all the next day. I wandered up and down that wretched row, peering into every carriage and waiting for the yellow brougham. I could not find ma belle inconnue, and at last I began to think she was merely a..."